to our highest union. So this is really crucial that we open up to our highest union. I had not, and that was my lesson. I was running back and forth to come here to do group because I didn't have internet, and a neighbor gave me information that was not in alignment with my highest application. So this is the point. This is the point, to always come back to self, to always come back to divine union, to always come back to, I literally have like one big third eye, to always come back to our highest announcement, because we're the ones bringing in the relief. We're the ones bringing in the new signal. We're the ones bringing in the new development. So they're going to be, they're saying cause for consideration, and that's exactly what happened to me, which is why I'm late. But they're saying I'm not late. Get that word, but I'm activating conquest. What they mean by that is it's like what I see myself doing is like moving through an obstacle course where every time I'm not in the lead. What they mean by that is not the ego self, the I am presence. When I'm not standing clear of fear and relying on my due diligence, in English, this is about trust of self. And that's where I had the learning opportunity to go out of alignment with my... own inner gaze, my own inner signaling. Now, when I'm saying that, I literally have like angel wings and a halo. There's no difference, by the way, which what I bring forth and what's available for everyone else. In essence, there is no me versus everyone else. We're doing this in concert. We're doing this in divine union, in divine assertion. So what we're learning to do is allow ourselves to proceed. Now, when I say ourselves, I don't mean ego. I mean our highest gaze. And so everywhere where we come undone, so for me, it's someone outside of me, somehow I had the belief that their guidance was somehow better than mine. So I'm just going to always get pulled with that until I come into divine union, until I come into divine grace. So as each of us will receive our holy blessing, our holy blessing is our whole self. Our holy blessing is our Christ self. Our holy blessing is our divine union. So as each of us will proceed with like kindness means kindness to yourself. That means no matter what anyone says, and this was like my initiation, and it's like, I'll keep having it until I nail it. And so wherever anyone's out of alignment with your own inheritance, that means my own self feels this, knows this, is being guided by higher circuitry. So they're showing me like our I am presence. So we want to just think of it as, I've got Mother Mary here, like available for everybody. But someone has to reach it. Someone has to shake hands. Someone has to come into divine consensus. So please understand, they're saying that as each of us, they're showing me like bobbing for apples, you know, like at Halloween or whatever. So this is what we're doing. We're bobbing for apples. We're learning how to step into divine union. Each time we do this, we're doing this for all of they're saying of history. And when I say history, I literally had like as if our entire planet was an origami. And it was just folding it up. Like, in other words, time's no longer needed. So each of us are coming into divine union. This means trusting ourselves. We each have gifts to bring. We each have signals of readiness. We each have love's orchestration. And so this is the time to really pay attention to your everyday happenings, your everyday matters. Because they're saying life matters. I knew they were going to say that. Life matters. So in other words, me dealing with trees down and no internet. It's like life matters because my higher self, I just see like my higher self waving at me, trying to get my attention. Like, I'm here, I'm here, I'm over here. So life matters because we're being given signals of readiness. In other words, we're each learning how to align with self, how to attune within, how to step out in faith and recognize that we came in with the gold, we came in with the pearls, we came in with the jewels, we came in with that proper alliance. And so each of us have been programmed, and you know, the karmic energies and the generational teachings and the matrix and all this, to turn it off, to signal it off. So they're showing me a faucet where it's like, okay, it's going to need a couple of good turns, but then we'll get the water running. So when I said water, just imagine this like golden fountain, Shine Meek Peacock, symbol for enlightenment. So this golden fountain where it's like gold nectar, like, and totally abundant. It's like you turn on the water, it's good to go. You can leave it on for an hour. You can leave it on as long as you want. It's still pliable. So as we will receive our good fortune. Now, our good fortune is not going to be something that's going to be easy and comfortable and, oh, it's in my back pocket. Okay, I got it. The good fortune is going to be greater, larger than we can imagine, than we understand. Because remember, we've been committed to limitation. So we're not going to be able to possibly prepare. We're not going to understand the divine promise, the gifting that wants to bear fruit, that wants to come through and serve in a mighty way, in a mighty presence. So this is about releasing all of the ties to bondage. So my example was, well, obviously my neighbor knows more than I do, and God bless her, I love her. But she was there right on time. She's like, I'm part of your obstacle course today. Here I am. So as we will allow liftoff, so when I said liftoff, I literally saw Stephen. With like this jetpack, and it's like lifting off. The amount of energy that he was working with is it could light up the night sky. So we are moving into our divine inheritance in leaps and bounds. So they're asking us to allow all that is broken, all that where we're consenting to form, to limitation. Well, I just wanted to figure out how to make another $100 a month to pay bills. So where we're just taking things like they're showing me a little mouse eating, like little tiny mouse. So all of our gesturing, in other words, what we're trying to rearrange, like we just want a linear life to work better. Our higher self is basically just like I had the storm. It's just sort of like, well, let's just sweep that aside and create anew. So the more that we open up to possibilities, the more that we open up to divine blessings. So remember that golden fountain? And just to have divine love pouring. And I literally have Jennifer like swimming in this water that just looks like nirvana. It really just looks like utopia, nirvana, Shambhala. Now, when I'm saying this, we're already here. All of our higher selves are already in this bliss state. So we already are our Christ presence. We already are one with our divine union. And so we're the ones that are signaling readiness to our small self. The small self that still don't trust myself a 1,000,000% yet, somehow someone else knows more. So that's just my little MO. That's my little short. They're saying short story. And I have this like little self, and this huge I Am presence, my true reality. So as we will receive our divine acquaintance, so we are plugging into a greater aspect of self. We're releasing. So some of it, I just see a lot of rearranging. You thought you wanted to materialize one thing. Your higher self has another order, has another idea. So we're allowing that greater emphasis, that greater influence to orchestrate our entitlement, to orchestrate our delivery. So as we will receive this attunement, as we will receive this gift of life, they're reminding us that we're waking up to our true life. So as we receive these energies, allow the shift to occur. I literally have like a movie of when I was in fourth grade. Like I just, now I've got other years. I just see my childhood, like almost like someone's flipping really, really fast through all the years. So allow love to present. Allow the energies to stir your very nature, your very reality. Let us receive and bless. I still have Jen like in this like blue lagoon kind of imagery. Bless. Allowing the sun to shine. Allowing abundance to flow through us for all to learn, for all to know, for all to understand and consent. Remember, we're all joining hands. We're all one. Let us receive.